You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Jennifer. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hello, Jennifer. Yes, I am currently at home, but my car is not starting, and I'm under Red Lawyer Insurance, and they told me to call this number to get free roadside assistance.
Yes, ma'am. I can definitely assist with that. And you stated that you were at your residence?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. Let's go ahead and get started. Can I have the spelling of your first name?
Yes, it's Lydia, L-I-D-I-A.
Thank you. That's L as in Linda, I as in Igloo, D-I-A.
Yes.
And the spelling of your last name?
P-A-B-L-O space C-A-L-M-O.
Was the very first letter T as in Tom?
No, P as in potato.
Okay, and then after that, it's A, B, as in boy, L-O?
Yes.
And after Pablo?
It's another last name, C, as in car, A, L-M-O.
Was that C as in Charlie, A-L-M-O?
Yes.
All righty. And what's a good callback number in case we ever get disconnected?
It's 510-692-1988.
Okay, so I have 510-692-1988.
Yes.
Okay, and would you like to opt into our text feature? I'll message you the driver's name and phone number and ETA.
Yes, please.
You said yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All righty. And can I have your policy number or member ID number?
Yes. The policy number is 72813043406.
Okay, you sound a little bit muffled. Can I have you to repeat the numbers after 72813?
Yes, of course. So it's 72813043406.
Okay, and for security purposes, can I have you to validate the address on the policy for me?
Yes, it's 945. Cheryl Ann Circle, Apartment 11, Hayward, California, 94544.
Okay, and what's the year, make, model of the vehicle that you're calling about today?
2001 Toyota Prius.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
2001 Toyota Prius.
2001 Toyota Prius, and what's the color of the vehicle?
Sorry, the quote you said?
The color?
Oh, the color. It's, I would say beige. Kind of goldish beige. Great.
Okay. And what's the issue that you're having with the vehicle today?
Yes. So I was out of town for 2 months and the car was not being used. So when I came back, the battery was dead and we started to jump start it with another vehicle and it worked the first time. And I didn't drive it around for 30 to 40 minutes just to, get the engine going. So the next day, I had it on for 5 minutes and I turned it off because I thought it was fine. And then the next day it wasn't working. So we did it again, jump starting, but it didn't really work. So so that's why today I wanted to call to see if there's any help. And also just in case if the cables that we were used were not strong enough to start it, because the battery in the back does have a kind of gold metal around it, so maybe it might need like a stronger wire to like get to it. Hello?
Okay, so I have a quick question for you. Are you calling to get a jump start or a tow service?
Jump start.
Okay, so we're going to get you set up for a jump start service today. I just have a couple of questions that I need to inquire for the driver, but if it doesn't apply, you can just state no, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you did say that when you got back home, it didn't start for you, so did your engine stop running at any time while driving?
I didn't drive it at all.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
I did not drive it at all. I just turned it on and it started, but I didn't take the car out to drive.
Okay, is the vehicle currently in a parking space?
Yes.
Is the car backed in or pulled in?
Pulled in.
And are there any other vehicles blocking or currently parked around it?
Just on the left side, on the right side, sorry.
So we can't access the battery?
The battery is in the back, so that's an easier way to access it.
Okay. Do you plan to be the person with the vehicle when the driver gets there?
Yes.
And you do have the keys on scene with you?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Just a moment.
Okay.
And the vehicle is located at the residence that you're at?
Yes.
Is that the 945 Cheryl Ann Circle?
Correct.
And is the 11 a apartment number?
Yes.
Are there any gate codes that we need to be aware of?
No gate codes.
Okay, so I have 945 Cheryl Ann Circle, Hayward, California, 94544, apartment number 11.
Yes.
All right, just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so you're good to go. I have you mapped and located. I also see that with your coverage with your roadside assistance that you're only covered for $100. For any reason, if you did end up having an out-of-pocket expense outside of the $100, we'll call and let you know before we set up the service. But if you receive a text message, that'll let you know that you're good to go and you don't have anything to pay out-of-pocket. But if you have an out-of-pocket expense, we'll definitely give you a call and let you know before we set up the service, okay?
Okay, and for the $100, is that only for a monthly or a yearly thing, or how does that work for the $100?
I'm not sure. You would have to reach out to your insurance company because we just set up the dispatches.
Okay, sounds good. Then I'll just wait for the text or the call.
All righty. Well, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Thank you. I have another question. And about how many minutes, estimated, would I receive any further information or updates?
I won't know. Hopefully, it's 10 minutes or less, but it just depends on the availability of the provider.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
My pleasure. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.